The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Wading along this pristine shoreline, over fallen trees and under ancient cliffs, John Bachman, who works at Stratford Hall, was with a group of scientists in June when he found the 15-million-year-old whale skull.
We're walking along the beach when I notice something that looks like a gray hubcap sticking out about 3.5 feet from where the cliffs meet the beach.
The Calvert Marine Museum across the river in Maryland was called, and a team of scientists and students, led by paleontologist Stephen Godfrey, removed the 6.5-foot-long baleen whale skull last month. Now they're back for the 25-foot skeleton.
Sort of these cliffs then give us a portal into that 10-million-year block of time that's represented by the depth of the sediments here, from about 18 million years ago to about 8 million years ago. And so as close to Washington, we know what creatures were living here at that time.
The discovery was kept quiet until the prized whale skull was removed. Stratford Hall didn't want patrons near the unstable cliffs. There was also talk of fossil raiders. John Nance, another paleontologist with the Calvert Museum, said it was about preserving the site.
Because we don't want to have a lot of people coming around and possibly disturbing it. It holds a lot of scientific value, but on the market, these bones wouldn't sell for very much at all. Big shark's teeth, that's what sells. The megalodon.
The skull and some of the bones are on display at the Calvert Maritime Museum. This is Pamela D'Angelo from Stratford Hall in Virginia.